Hello, and welcome to Father Luke's homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall for the fifth Sunday in Easter time, year C. I pray that this homily is of some use to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had gone, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and in him God has been glorified. If God has been glorified in him, God will in turn glorify him in himself, and will glorify him very soon. My little children, I shall not be with you much longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another just as I have loved you. You also must love one another. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
I give you a new commandment, love one another. If we wanted to sum up the whole of what Christianity is about, what Christians believe about God in three words, we would do well to say God is love. St. John, of course, uses this beautifully simple and yet rich definition when he describes God in his letters. God is love. God in and of himself is love. And he commands us to be like him, to love like him. Love really is the meaning and answer of all life's questions. Love answers the deepest yearning of the human heart. Love is why we are here. And yet, so many people in our world struggle to know what love is or what it really looks like. Contrary to popular belief, contrary to Hollywood, love is not a feeling or an emotion. Rather, it is the act of the will that seeks the good of the other. Don't get me wrong, it's not that feelings or emotions are not important. Of course they are. But to equate love with the feeling of being in love or the emotional reality of love, that is deeply problematic and simply not correct. Love is more. So much more than feelings. And in fact, in many instances, has little to do with feelings at all. Part of the problem people face in relationships is that they too quickly identify the feelings themselves as being love, when in fact, feelings can be just as misleading as they are changeable. Love is a decision of the heart, as we say, which is made for the good of the other. But the love that Jesus commands us, his disciples, to show has to go beyond mere sentiment or warm, fuzzy feelings. Notice in our gospel passage, which comes from Jesus' discourse at the Last Supper, he gives this commandment as his final commandment to his disciples. So in doing that, you know, we know it's going to be important. He's been building up to it. Importantly, he does not suggest, he does not say it would be a good idea if. He doesn't say only if someone deserves it, or only if you like them or agree with them. He says, love one another. Full stop. The kind of love which he demands is that which he has just demonstrated in his washing of his disciples' feet, even Judas's feet. This love consists in more than simply the service of others, which actually can sometimes be a subtle way of fulfilling our own need to be needed. The term that John actually used here for love is the Greek word agape. It suggests the type of attitude that puts the good of the other person first without looking for anything in return. It's selfless. Now, whilst it's true that our motives are seldom, if ever, completely pure, often they are mixed, and we should try as hard as we can to act out of pure motives. But at the same time, we need to be realistic enough to acknowledge that we will often fall short. And that's okay, as long as we're trying the grace of God. We shouldn't become so obsessed by overly examining our motives to the point that we never do anything. You know, we end up in a kind of paralysis. Because at the end of the day, we have a command to fulfill. Love one another. And so as Christians, we better get on and do it. Our success as Catholics, if I can use that word, indeed, our success as a parish is dependent and should be judged on our capacity to love. Our communities need to be places of love, places of welcome. A field hospital, as Pope Francis likes to call the church, where the sick and the injured can come and receive healing. Experiences of healing, of welcome and acceptance, all flow from the room of the Lord's Last Supper, there where he celebrated the first Eucharist with his disciples. Jesus gives them the greatest of all the commandments, to love one another, yes, but to love one another as he loved them. That's extraordinary. This, brothers and sisters, is a transforming love. It changes the one who loves, and it changes the one who receives that love. This powerful commandment Jesus gives to his friends at the time when he was about to be betrayed. In fact, he was being betrayed. Judas had just left the table. Jesus tells his disciples that at this very moment, the glory of the Son of Man was being revealed. This is God's glory, to love completely and totally, and to persevere in that love amidst cruelty, amidst betrayal, amidst chaos and persecution. This is the love that we, you and I, are called to share in. This is the love that we are commanded to show. And we cannot do it in our own strength, which is why we draw strength from Jesus himself at the table of the Eucharist. As we gather each Sunday as a Christian community with Christ in our upper room, we must allow ourselves to be changed and transformed by the Eucharist that we receive, so that we can be Christ in our homes, in our families, in our workplaces, in our world. Love one another. In fact, our capacity to love is deeply related to our capacity to receive love. What is more, love is the measure by which all our actions will be judged. St. John of the Cross famously wrote that in the evening of our lives we shall be judged by our love. Love is the fulfillment of all things. When we stand before God and give an account of our lives, he's going to be interested in one thing. Have we loved? Have we loved? It does not matter how many rosaries we've said, how many masses we've attended, or pilgrimages that we have been on, if we have failed to be people who love, then we fail to be people who live. It's as easy and it's as complicated as that. Jesus says, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Amen. Thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall, please go to our website, which is stthomas-stjohnparish.com. That's stthomas-stjohnparish.com. If you want to read more articles and stories and theological reflections, please check out my blog at fatherlukegoymore.com. That's fatherlukegoymore.com. Feel free also to follow me on Twitter at Father Luke G and Instagram at Father Luke Goymore. Stay safe and God bless you.